Jim Mueller left a message on our Facebook page this week. I can't believe that with all of the articles and interviews released in the wake of IndyCar driver Dan Weldon's death, you turned to the Wall Street Journal for your motorsports expert, he began. I'm not sure what Alexandra Berzon's background is, but it evidently is not in motorsports. In her article, she comes very close to claiming that IndyCar CEO Randy Bernard was promoting death and destruction if fans attended the race. Anybody who knows anything about the racing fraternity knows it's a racing family. Richard Weiss, who hears only a game on WFCR in Amherst, Massachusetts, was similarly dismayed. You did not point out that the immediate cause of Dan Weldon's death was his car being catapulted into the catch fence by running over the rear wheels of another car, he wrote. Mr. Wise pointed out that engineers have modified the rear ends of the cars that will be on the track in 2012, which he feels, quote, makes Dan Weldon's death even sadder. Mr. Wise went on to say, I'll be the first to say that high-speed oval racing is pretty pointless, but painting the situation as worse than it already is does not serve anyone. Charlie Pierce was among many analysts who didn't think we'd be seeing the St. Louis Cardinals in action last night. Bill Howells, who hears the program on KWMU in St. Louis, remembers that. Ha-ha, Charlie Pierce, he wrote, eat your hat. Bill, could you please play that clip of Charlie saying the Cardinals would never beat the Phillies and insert some munching sounds afterwards? I want to imagine Charlie eating his hat. Munch, munch, munch. Normally, I'd now read an email from somebody who considers only a game brilliant appointment listening, but I will turn instead to some correspondence from Dave Pearson, who's becoming something of a regular. He sent along an article about a recent cricket match, which was interrupted when a small meteor crashed onto the pitch. Happily, nobody was injured. The story ends with a meteorite expert from Imperial College in London suggesting that the object, quote, may contain secrets as to the formation of our solar system. Perhaps it will also reveal how the Cardinals managed to continue playing baseball until the end of October. You can reach us through our website, onlyagame.org. You can leave a message on the listener line by calling 617-353-1860. You can also find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Only A Game Radio. It's 22 and a half minutes before the hour.
Support for Only a Game comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. Nuance, offering Dragon 11 speech recognition software for creating documents and emails and surfing the web all by speaking at nuance.com. And Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals serving global 1,000 companies, oliverwyman.com. This is NPR.
The Kaddam train station near Damascus was recently the site of an exceptional feat of strength. A Syrian gentleman named Adnan Ismail al-Awad strapped himself into a harness which had been attached to the front of a train packed with passengers. Mr. al-Awad claimed that because the train was on an uphill grade, it weighed the equivalent of 100 tons, and who was going to argue with him? Having taken, one assumes, a very deep breath, Mr. al-Awad gave a hearty tug and pulled the train several feet along the track. An observer named Mohammed Youssef pointed out that, quote, this needs great strength. Yes, Mr. Youssef, that is so.
The train. Big train.